Happy New Year. This is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I'm your radio pastor of the day, the first day of 2024. I'd like to read some scriptures to you from the Old Testament, New Testament, Numbers 6, 22 through 27 is where we will begin. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Then Psalm 8, "O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants you have founded a bulwark against your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth." Skipping to the New Testament, Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God." And finally, Philippians 2, 5 through 11. "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." May this year be a year of blessing to you. May this year be a year of acknowledging that God is mindful of you and cares for you. May this year be a year of rejoicing that we have been adopted into the family of God through Christ. And may this year be a year that we unabashedly declare the name of Jesus Christ to the glory of God the Father. This has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church. Have a great and wonderful New Year.